Hello, hard dwellers and brothers and sisters. This is Brother Leo. The Lord gave me a message that is very, very important and something that really should be considered and taken seriously. I was in worship and I just was longing to know, to hear the Lord's voice and to really be closer to Him. And a little while later after worship, Jesus began speaking to me. And this is what He said. He said, "My son, many of my children, whom I've called to be my brides, have been stolen from me by Satan. He has deceived them by luring them away from me through the vanity of riches. Oh, how this tears my heart to shreds. Please, my beloved ones, please come back to me. Come back to the lover of thy soul. Riches will pass away. I will remain forever." And that can be taken from Matthew chapter 6. The Lord continued, "I will not, nor will I ever leave you, nor forsake you. I came to earth to demonstrate that a man's life and value does not depend on the abundance of his earthly wealth. I came to offer you the abundant life of righteousness, peace, and joy in my Holy Spirit. I came to offer you freedom from the increasing demands of the world and the so-called happiness material wealth offers. I am the only satisfaction of your soul. Why? Because you were made for me alone. You were created in my image. You were meant to be mine and I yours. And my love is the only satisfaction for your heart. Many of you do not even know that what you are really searching for is love. A sense of worth, love, and security. But don't you see? I am well aware of your pain, your loneliness, your search for unconditional love and acceptance. I know all the horrible words that were spoken over you, and I am here to tell you that I love you, and those aren't my words to you. I love you dearly with an everlasting love. I will be a father to you, and I will wipe away every tear from your eyes. I will affirm my love of you and heal all of your pain. Come to me and I will forgive you of all your sins. However, it must be known that I am a jealous God and will not share your hearts with anyone. As I have said before, you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot have two masters. You will have to either run to one and leave the other, or love the one and despise the other." That can also be taken from Matthew 6. The Lord continued, "This is the truth of the gospel that's been stolen from my brides, and I am again bringing it back to you. This is the truth that's been overlooked by so many shepherds who claim to have been called by me. I do not want the vanity of the world within my church. Is not my yoke enough for you? Are you ashamed of me? Do you value the praises of men and the glory of riches rather than the precious cross of your divine Savior? Or are you so in love with me that wealth and human glory mean nothing to you? I cannot protect those who compromise the truth and their relationship with me because of scorn and contempt of men. How is it that you fear those who kill the body but can do no harm to the soul, rather than the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell?" That can be taken from Matthew 10. "It is not my wish to shame you, but because I love you, I must chastise and correct you. For you are walking in error, and you are not living according to my ways. Please come back to me, my children. I will never refuse the truth from those who earnestly seek it. Consult the teachings of the Holy Gospel and the way my apostles live. For I told them to take nothing for the journey. Consult Paul, one of my greatest apostles, for he was not ashamed of the gospel. He walked in hunger and thirst, poorly clothed, homeless, and buffeted." That can be taken in 1 Corinthians 4. "Yet he walked in these things in joy, for he was guaranteed the heavenly treasure, promised to all of my lovers. and he walked in possession of that pearl of great price. Open your hearts, beloved ones, to the Scriptures. Ask for the grace to see the truth of the gospel and make it your priority to conform your lives to it. Those of you who've neglected the poor are neglecting me, for I live in them, and I provide opportunities for you through them to make reparation for your sins. It is not my will that any should perish. However, if anyone is ashamed of me and my teachings, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory. I am not demanding total poverty from you all, yet I wish that you would suffer the loss of non-essential items and subject your greed and lust for endless wealth to the obedience of the gospel. Those of you who are wealthy should think more of the poor and not of salary increases. You may receive your share of scorn and contempt, for whoever will come my way must indeed pick up his cross. But oh, the joy that will be yours from having me. You have only one priority in this life, and that is the salvation of your eternal souls. I am waiting by your side to hear your decision. Do you love me or mammon?